Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, fellas? Welcome back to Convos Over Cold Brew with me, your host, Emma Abrahamson. Today we're talking to Mr. Mullet Man himself, Craig Ingles. Craig is a Nike professional runner and he runs for Pete Julian here in Portland, Oregon. He's also one of my good friends. We shared the same friend group and he is quite the character. He's well known in the running world for not only his fast running, but also his eccentric personality, mullet, RV, and many other things. So this was a fun conversation. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's get into it. All right, we're live. Craig, welcome to the podcast. I feel like you knew I was going to ask you to come on at some point, and you were just waiting for the day. Welcome on. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's actually, you waited a little bit too long. You were playing too hard to get Emma to where
Dang.
I almost gave up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you're here now. To get started, do you want to just like give a rundown of who you are and what you're about?
I guess so. Okay, you guys, I'm Craig Ingles. I run track and field for Nike and the United States of America sometimes. I think I'm more known for my haircut than I am for my running, which is kind of sad because it's not a good haircut.
I think you're known for both, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm working for the running part. But yeah, so I live in Portland with Emma and we have like a pretty similar friend group, so we hang out a lot. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for this podcast because a lot of times it's awkward, like runners asking kind of weird questions, but I think Emma's going to be fun.
I mean, it's still going to be a lot about running just because, you know, we don't need to get into too much detail.
No, we can go into some non-running questions. And
yeah, we will. I will say I like your outfit. I want that. Is that like a sweatshirt?
This Nike shirt?
Yeah, that's like cute. I want that.
It's so cute.
Yeah. And you guys, is that a blanket or is it the fur coat?
It's the fur coat, per usual.
Man, do you only have one of those?
Only one, never been washed since I bought it from a garage sale. So,
lovely.
Maybe at some point I'll bring it to a dry cleaner, but.
Not today. You don't want to ruin it. It's iconic.
Yeah.
People know you for the haircut, a little bit of the running, I guess, and the fur coat.
Bingo. And maybe an RV or two.
Yeah, wait, do you have the RV? I thought you sold it.
So I will forever have my RV with me as it's tattooed on my butt, which recently, that was a recent addition to my body. But I did sell it, which is sad. But I still have another RV and then I think I'm going to get another one and renovate it.
Oh man, look at you. And you just bought a house. Congratulations. How's that going? You're a true like businessman. You're killing it.
Yeah. I guess I mean, living as a single guy with a $700 car and no other obligations in life, I saved up quite a bit of money since I went pro. So it was cool. I was able to buy a house and, I'm actually renting the house out, and then in the backyard, I converted a little shed into a studio. So that's what I'm doing for a living right now, which is cool.
Yeah. Did you see yourself being like a pro runner for the rest of your life until you like retire and then you're going to be done? Or do you see yourself doing something else after that?
Dude, I want to go out. Like, there's so many runners that they try and go too long. And
yeah.
Then they suck. I want to go out when I'm on top in a blaze of glory, you know, like finish the trials, look at the camera, flip it off and say, I'm done with this sport.
Oh my goodness, that would be a bold move. Hey, you make a name for yourself. You already have, but that would be like in true Craig Ingles fashion.
Yeah, so I mean, I just I don't know when I'll retire. If Nike doesn't offer me another contract, it'll be soon. But yeah, I'll retire, and then I want to work with renewable energy and maybe like converting RVs into like, it would be cool, so cool one day if Tesla had an RV.
I feel like that will happen one day for sure.
I know, that'd be sick. And if like somehow I got involved with that, I know I'm not smart enough or have any sort of resume towards it, but that's the dream. Hey, so Elon Musk, if you're listening to Emma's podcast.
Oh, he is. He told me, DM'd me. He's like, I cannot wait for the Craig episode. I heard he does things with RVs. We have that in our future. So yeah. I'll like connect you guys later. So don't worry.
That's my guy.
What did you study in college?
All right, Emma.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I did study renewable energy for I went to two different colleges. I went to North Carolina State for 2.5 years and studied renewable energy. And then I transferred to Ole Miss for my last 2.5 years of college. Yes, that's 5 years for people listening. So when I got there, I mean, it's the South. There's literally nothing to do with renewable energy, recycling, or the environment down there. So I studied the most similar thing to that, which is theater.
Oh, Craig, what?
Yes, I...
Were you on stage performing?
No. I'm not... Okay, so I really love theater, but I'm not smart by any means. And I couldn't memorize things.
Oh, that is a big thing about acting.
I'd have to do a monologue for class, and I couldn't remember more than a minute worth of talking. So then it would just be improv, which is what I was really good at.
Yeah, I feel like that's your forte.
So if people had seen, like, I would be doing a scene from, like, I Love You, Man, which is one of my favorite movies.
Great movie. Great film.
And I've seen it probably 50 times and could recite it to you at any time, but I just got nervous. And I would forget what I was supposed to say, so I'd improv. And everyone in there had seen the movie, so they're like, "Where is this? What part of the movie is this from?"
I'm confused. Like, what made you go into theater, though? You just like theater?
I like theater, but I also like really easy. I when I transferred to Ole Miss, I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna give running a shot. So I'm just gonna make this as easy as possible.
Yeah.
And I had like kind of burnt myself out at NC State. I was taking like 19 credit hours. I know it doesn't mean much to you. You were on trimesters, but.
No, I mean, we still took like the normal 15 or whatever was the standard.
Yeah. 15 standard. So it was like, I was taking 19 of like hard chemistry classes and stuff. And I was just burned out with school.
That sounds rough.
Yeah.
Why'd you transfer? I transferred too, so.
Yeah, do a lot of people that listen know where you transferred from?
I mention it like every so often. I transferred from Vanderbilt to Oregon. Does it make sense? Yeah. No, not at all. But we're just going with it. No one in my Vanderbilt dorm understood why I could have possibly been leaving Vanderbilt to go to Oregon. They're like, why would you ever do that? Because like I didn't live with athletes. I mean, my roommate was, but our dorm was all like normal people, and the acceptance rate is like 10%. So people were like, why are you going to Oregon? But yeah. I didn't even bother trying to explain.
Yeah. I mean, Vanderbilt's cool. So we would have been in the SEC together, Emma and I, if she had stayed. But I transferred because, well, for a few reasons, but I kept getting hurt my freshman and sophomore year. Mm. And I got in some trouble.
Oh, no, Craig, no.
I mean, it wasn't like ever anything big. Like, it was just dumb things that you do your freshman and sophomore year. So they gave me 3 strikes and I hit my 3rd strike.
Oh, yikes.
Which like it didn't mean I was off the team. They were just going to reduce my scholarship. And I was actually going to quit running. I was going to transfer to a college where my friends went. It's called Appalachian State. And I was just going to have fun the rest of college. But my high school coach was friends with the Ole Miss coach, and he's like, yeah, we'll give Craig a partial scholarship and give him one more chance. And then from there, it was cool.
Yeah. Well, that's a big difference than quitting to going to Ole Miss. Cause you guys had like a legendary middle distance group for a while. They still do, but
at Ole Miss. Yeah.
Yeah. How was it there? Did you get more serious? Did you stop goofing off?
Absolutely not.
Was it like a better balance at least? I don't know. You ran really well in college, obviously.
I don't know what happened, but I think it was just I needed a new beginning.
Okay.
And when I got to Ole Miss, it's like Mississippi's lawless. You could do whatever you want. You could go shoot guns. You could go to like have a big bonfire on like a dried up lake bed. You could go mudding. It was just so much fun to do outdoors. And I wasn't in a big city like I was when I was in Raleigh. So it was just so much fun being there. And the guys were fun. Like we would party. We would have fun.
Yeah.
And like we would take running seriously, but we had, yeah, I guess like you said, we had a better balance.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then it must have been a big change coming from that to Oregon, to Portland. How have you liked it here so far?
Yeah, I guess you can't really have two more differing states than Mississippi and Oregon.
Yeah.
But it was, it's good. I mean, it's good seeing, like, people that were born and raised in Oregon have only seen, like, one kind of person their whole life. And I was born in North Carolina, which is kind of the South, and then went to the deep South, and now I'm in, like, the most liberal state in the country. So it's cool, like, just having different perspectives on everything and stuff. But it's, like, I think the biggest difference for me was the weather.
And
coming to Oregon, yeah, coming to Oregon, it just rains. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Are you used to it now? Do you, like, or do you mind the rain?
I do. I do. Like, yesterday was one of our first workouts back.
Oh, the weather was so bad yesterday.
Yeah, it was just pouring rain, so I just was like, I don't think I'm going to do this. I'm like, hold on a second. No, it's the Olympic year. I got to go. Yeah.
Not yet. Hey, we still got – well, I guess it's in the calendar year. I don't even know what that means, but
yeah,
within the year. Mm-hmm. So how have you enjoyed, like, the professional running experience so far? Because that's probably also different than than your college experiences.
Yeah. It's actually weird. A lot of pro teams I see, like Bowerman and maybe OTC, the coaches are super intrusive in your life. I don't know if that's the right word, because it's good. Like, they're good.
Super
coaches.
Involved. Yeah.
Involved. Yeah. Involved.
Intrusive could come off bad.
Yeah. I mean, no, I didn't mean it negatively. I just meant like they want to control every aspect of like the athlete's life. So, like, they want to know every mile the athlete's running and stuff, which is good. But I joined Pete Julian because he gave me so much freedom. So I actually, like, it's crazy. I have more freedom than I do than in college. And, like, it seems, I don't know, like, college seemed more serious than pro.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, I see Pete twice, a couple times a week, and the rest of the week it's on my own. And I don't know, it's a lot more independent and everything. So in college you got to meet up and do your core and go meet up with other guys all the time. And I liked all that, but now I have so much freedom where it's kind of easy.
Yeah, I feel like you're like gone traveling on the weekends. You're still living the life that you want to and running professionally, which I feel like a lot of people admire.
Yeah, and Pete, thank God for Pete. He's like the perfect coach for that, because he likes adventures and stuff too.
Yeah, that's crazy. What's been the highlight of your pro career so far?
Definitely beating the reigning Olympic champion. I think his name is like Matthew or something. No, I'm just kidding. But I so much respect for Matt. But it was winning Outdoor USA's last year. Was so cool. And I don't think I'll ever forget that.
Yeah, there's some iconic pictures after that race too. I was there watching, supporting you, obviously, and it was fun to watch you do so well, and you were so excited.
Yeah, it was fun, and just like one of my favorite parts is interacting with the fans. So afterwards, it was so cool just running around the stadium, taking thousands of selfies.
Gosh, like, it is so funny to go to a running meet and see how much people like fanboy over you. People are obsessed with you. Why do you think that is? Like, is it the mullet? Is it the RV? Is it the fur coat? What is it?
You're making me blush, Emma. You're getting
it's
me
true. Every well, I mean, every time I go anywhere, they're like, "Oh, Craig Ingles, Craig, where's Craig? We're gonna go find Craig." So,
I actually have no idea why they like me. I'm like, thank God.
Yeah, me neither.
Don't know me.
Me neither. I'm like, why do you want to find him?
I honestly think it's just because, like, I'm stupid. Like, I just do dumb things, and people are like, oh, okay, you can be carefree and run well.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's because of the personality. Like, I feel like you aren't afraid to speak your mind. And I feel like, even though, I mean, I wouldn't say you're, like, the most active on social media or whatever, but, like, every time you post something, it's, like, iconic, you know? Like, what was the last thing? Gosh, I wish I had my phone. It's, like, charging over there. But the last thing you posted, it was, like, some like 12th in the world or something, number one in your mom's heart.
Bingo.
How do you come up with like how did you even come up with that caption?
I'll be honest, I saw Carissa post about Doha for like it was 1 year ago. I'm like, oh crap, I haven't posted in a while. I'll post about this. And I went to go sit down to go to the bathroom, and it was the first thing that popped into my mind when I saw the photo, and I just posted it.
See, I feel like that's why people like you, though, because it's, like, you're genuinely funny, you know? It's not, like, forced. It's not cringe. Gosh. I mean, that made me laugh. I was like, oh, Craig. Like, it's just such a typical Craig post, you know?
I know. I was thinking, though, I'm like, okay, when is it, like, inappropriate to say your mom? Just, like, that phrase, your mom? Because I'm like, I'm 26 years old now. I'm like, whatever.
You're, like, 30's the cap. Like, once you reach that 30, I feel like that's when you gotta, you know, tone it back. You're becoming an adult. At least that's what I tell myself. You know, I have 6 more years. Make your mom
Rogan
jokes.
Has. Rogan's gonna be made.
Rogan's almost done. Rogan is our friend, Craig's former roommate. So he makes quite a few your mom jokes. So
and Emma should for sure have him on this podcast.
He wants to come on so bad. Everyone does. They're like, let's have a group podcast. I'm like, I don't think that would be okay. Like, I really don't think. I'm like selective. I'm like, okay, Craig, Carissa, Jeremy, maybe. I don't know about sorry, Jeremy. I know Jeremy listens to this. Shout out, Jeremy. I'll have everyone on at some point, maybe. But there will be some ground rules.
Yeah.
So we need to have a plan.
Yeah, we have a good friend group, but very inappropriate friend group.
Yeah, very inappropriate. Not good to come on a podcast. Do you need like the social aspect in your life to run well, do you think?
For sure.
Yeah. I feel like it's just a thing that's overlooked. Like, I don't know how people can run well without like training by themselves or not having things to talk about outside of running. It drives me insane. I mean, our friend groups are it's like all washed up runners kind of. So, I mean, and you have the few elite ones still in there, but there's like things that we talk about outside of running, but
yeah.
I am popping into today's episode because I want to tell you guys about the amazing meal I made last night. My Green Chef box was delivered last night and I cooked up the best beef butternut squash chili. It was so good, and they are sponsoring today's episode. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. With Green Chef, it's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you love to cook, and that's what I love about them. Every single week, you know, they make it easy to try new recipes. Meal plans include vegan, vegetarian, paleo, and keto. And this past week, I decided to go for the paleo box, and it did not disappoint. It is so good. The meal was so filling. And let Green Chef do the meal planning, grocery shopping, most of the prep for you week after week. Recipes include pre-made measured sauces, dressings, and spices so you get more flavor in less time, which I love. You know, I'm on a time crunch at all times since I'm putting out so much content. So I love how ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped. Makes it easy. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and I like to switch between brands for when my tastes change or I just want to eat a little bit differently. Go to greenchef.com/coldbrew80 and use code coldbrew80 to get $80 off across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's greenchef.com/coldbrew80. Code coldbrew80 to get $80 off across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box.
You know, I actually, like, you asked a question earlier about pro running. I think I had infinitely more fun running in college than I do now.
Wait, why? I mean, like, why? Obviously, wow, that was like, a huge shift.
Yeah, well, you were. I was just thinking about it, but like, it's now a job for me, where yeah. I feel like I have to live up to these things in my contract, and it's about the money. Whereas in college, it was really just about your teammates, and I mean, still, like, you're worried about your scholarship and stuff, but you're worried way more about your teammates and like performing for your school. Whereas now, it's like a job, and I feel obligated to do all these things, and I don't know. It's so strange now being a professional runner, and it's really all about money.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that, like, big money, I guess, in the running world, big money, that's just
big
really...
money in the running world's not much money, by the way.
Yeah. But once that, like, comes on the line, it's really about the business side of things. I mean, I worked with a track agent, like, I kind of know what goes on behind the scenes. I'm not a professional runner and I don't have a contract, but I can kind of see what happens when, like, it comes to injuries or people, like, it's crazy that, like, you guys have to race a certain amount of times a year. Even in this past year, like, I was talking to someone else and she had to, like, drive down to Springfield to race a 5K randomly in the middle of, like, COVID to make sure her contract was, like, good to go. I don't even know what the right terms are, but it just, I'm sure it's, like, a lot more stressful than college is. Even though you do have to perform for your school, like, once the big money is involved, then it gets really stressful.
Yeah, I guess it's way more, right now it's way more extrinsic, and like in college it's all about like doing well intrinsically.
Yeah.
So
do you find money motivates you at all or no?
I mean, I guess like it did until I bought a house, and now I'm like, all right, I'm chilling. I don't, what else do I need more in life, you know? And so many people get caught up in money and like hoarding money and stuff. So I try not to make running about money, but sometimes like I'll choose a race where there's a higher prize. I don't know. It's kind of crappy. Like this is where humanity has gone. It's just all about money.
Yeah. Like I'm curious, when you're coming down the home stretch of like a Diamond League race, are you thinking about money? Like you're picking people off. You're like another 2K. Like what do you think about
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely not. I'm thinking, how am I going to beat this 18-year-old Norwegian guy that I've that I have 8 years on and I still have never beat?
Him or his 10 brothers that are also side by side.
And then maybe when I'm done, I'll do like a little bit of math. I'm like, okay, yeah, I lost a couple $1,000 thinking about Jacob being arrested down the home stretch and getting caught by other people.
That's funny. Have you like talked to him before? Like, are you guys homies? I feel like you guys would get along, low-key.
Yeah, he's chill. I actually kind of like, there's a part of me that feels bad for him, where like literally his whole life has been running.
And oh yeah.
I never see anything else besides running from him. And like, we talked and we were in Sweden, and after a race we talked, and like, first off, he doesn't follow me on social media.
Ooh, with that,
which I don't care about, but he like brought up, he's like, yo, you're really into like camping and stuff, right? And I'm like, you don't follow me. How do you know this, bro?
He stalks you. He's stalking his competition.
So I was thinking, I'm like, damn, I kind of feel bad. Like, this guy, all he cares about is running. It's like, maybe he wants like a life outside of it. Like, he wanted to talk about camping and stuff. And I was like, oh.
You should take him camping.
Yeah, me and Jacob.
Bring his dad, too.
His dad.
You guys could train together like a little training camp. In the RV.
Yep, we could.
I think I told you. I forgot who I was telling. Have you watched the TV show of their family on YouTube?
I have. I've seen a few episodes. It's pretty good. It's like Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
It really is. I have watched all of the seasons. I'm very intrigued. I saw them last
now
year.
Speak Norwegian.
Yeah, I do actually. I was at pre-classic last year, and I like saw them, and I kind of got starstruck, which I don't usually do. But I was like, oh my gosh! Like, I've watched them. Now I understand why people like fanboy over people, I guess, because I was like, oh my gosh, like there's their little family, and I wanted to go like ask them for an interview or like talk to them at least, but I got so nervous. Like, that dad is so intimidating to me.
Yeah, he's scary.
after watching the YouTube videos, I was like, oh man. But do you think your kids one day will run? Will you push them like the Angry Brits and Dad?
Absolutely not. I'm not going to one cross country meet. I want my kid playing tennis where I can just sit in the stands and drink a beer where I don't have to move and run around a cross country course or something.
Yeah. It's like rough being a spectator. I kind of feel bad for all my parents who had to like run more miles on the day of the race than I did.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents had a funny learning curve about running. Like, I don't think they knew much about running till I was a senior in college. So I would go to a meet when I was in college and run like maybe like four minutes for 1500. And they'd be like, that's great. You almost broke 4 minutes.
Oh, and I'm
yeah. Yeah, I'm like, it's the first time it's a 1500. But now my dad will call me and be like, did you see the news on the marathon? He broke 2 hours. His pace was this. And it was like, before I even knew anything. It's so funny. Like, my parents are more into running than I am.
Yeah. So of course, they're like invested in you. And I'm sure now they're invested in, like, it's your job. They have to be invested in the news.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's cool. So, I mean, I'll be open if my kid wants to run. But I'm never going to push them to run.
How did you get into running then? If your parents didn't know anything about it, it's just like a kind of a, I mean, I guess everyone kind of runs growing up. I feel like at least at some point in everyone's life, they dabbled in cross country. I hear that from everyone. Oh, you ran? I ran in high school.
Me too. Yeah, I ran 10 minutes for a mile.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, me too. One time.
I guess so I played soccer my whole life growing up. Mm. And there was like a time where in high school where I like kept getting in trouble. So I got kicked off the soccer team.
You're so mischievous.
I know, dude. I got kicked off the soccer team. I think it was either sophomore or junior. I've like told the story so many times now that I don't know what's true. But I got kicked off the team and I didn't want my parents to know why I was coming home early. So I joined the track team.
Stop.
And then like all of a sudden I was doing high jump or something. I think I jumped 5 feet.
That's pretty good.
It's not.
No.
So I just found myself at track practice and I think in middle school I ran like 220 something for the 800. I told the coach and he's like, well, let's just try you out in the 800 then. And then that season I think I broke 2 minutes. And then the next year it was like 152. And then, you know, it was like crazy.
Yeah, that's a huge improvement. Those are massive improvements. What?
it was bizarre. I had a really good coach. He's like basically like a college professional coach right now. I'll plug him. He has like a virtual coaching thing called Run CCG.
That sounds super familiar. I've definitely seen them on Instagram.
Yeah, they'll come up on Explore all the time. But him and his buddy just coach a bunch of high schoolers and like post-collegiate guys and girls. So, he was my high school coach, which is crazy. But he would coach the best guys in the state. And he just got me from, I think he got me from like 440 in the mile down to 403 in 2 years.
So
then I was like, okay. Then he was like, okay, you're going to run in college. Like, and it's just been this domino thing. Like,
that's a big success story. 37 seconds? Hey, but look at where you're at now. I mean, it has its up and downs, I guess, but okay, you don't remember me in high school, but I remember you so like vividly in my mind. I remember, I don't even know, if we probably never even had a conversation, but the first time I remember seeing Craig Engels was at Brooks PR, I think, what year did you graduate? What year did you go to Brooks PR?
It was maybe 2012.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. 2012 Brooks PR. It was in Seattle and we were on this thing called a duck tour, which is like this boat thing that goes on land and in the water. So we like toured around the city of Seattle and this guy was like sitting in front of me and he was nonstop talking to this girl next to him. And I was like, who is this guy? Like I don't think you ever took a breath. I'm not going to lie. And I was like, and I don't know why that so vividly sticks out in my mind, but that's the first time I remember seeing you. I was like, who is this guy? And then now it's funny.
the guy was me relentlessly hitting on a girl.
Yes. You were relentless. I was like, oh, the girl's like, you know, she said things now and again, but I was like, oh man, this guy's trying so hard. And I was like 15 at the time, just observing. I mean, you're a couple years older. So I was like, this is so funny to watch. And you were directly in front of me. It was so funny. But that's, it was iconic. What was your favorite high school experience? Because there's a lot of high schoolers that are listening and they're always curious to see, like, what I feel like our time in high school is so different compared to like now in high school. But do you have any like fun experiences that stick out in your head?
They're probably filming like TikToks and stuff at track meets while we were pulling pranks on other teams when we were at track meets. I think all my favorite memories are relays, and that's what my favorite memories from college are too. So the 4x8 in high school and like cross country were so much fun. So I guess like pre-race dinners in cross country were the funnest, you know, and those are guys.
Standard pasta nights. We love it.
I can't even imagine what they do now. They just get kids with their phones because I don't know. I don't eat it.
No, well, we didn't have our phones. So like, I don't even know what we did. Like, how do we even stay occupied?
Yeah.
Because like social media wasn't even really a thing.
Man, that's crazy to think about. But so the best memories were definitely the 4x8, and then that Brooks PR meet would have been the best if that girl had flirted back with me.
Stop! If it had been a success, I think you needed to work on your skills a little bit. It needed some fine tuning. But I wasn't gonna jump in and, you know, say anything. I was just gonna let it ride out. So,
jeez, that's so cringy. I think, but one of my best memories was it was called the Dream Mile.
Oh, I never made it. I was like 0.2 seconds off making it my senior year in like some Dream Mile qualifier. And it was literally the saddest day of my life. It always looked like so much fun, man.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was, I don't know how I got invited. Like my PR in a mile was like 5 seconds slower than everyone.
Uh-oh.
I think I won the pin relays like barely. So I think they invited me because of that. But I made a lot of friends there. Like Maddie Myers, I met there, and we're still like, she's part of our friend group now. We're still friends. And Sam Parsons was there. It was a good time.
Yeah.
So I think that was one of my best memories. Cause it felt so cool. It was like, I was a senior in high school and I got to travel to New York alone, and Adidas gave everyone like $2,000 worth of gear. Yeah, it was great. It was really cool. Sorry to rub it on them.
No, it's okay. I mean, I knew like a bunch of people that had gone. So like, and obviously I was like watching videos and stuff. I was so jealous, but I've gotten over it now. You know, sometimes I go to bed at night and I'm a little sad about it. No, but I will agree. Like my favorite memories overall out of like my running career were kind of in high school, because it was so different than just like the standard like dual meet. Like, oh, someone's gonna fly you out to like Seattle or like going to NXN or something. Like, oh, you get to go to Oregon, you get so much free stuff. Like, free stuff was the best thing ever. Everyone gets so excited over free stuff. And I feel like just like so many weird friendships too come out of those meets, because everyone's an individual, so everyone just kind of shows up and like no one knows each other because social media wasn't really a thing. So it's like, you knew like people ran fast and maybe you saw interviews, but you didn't actually know what they were like. So it was
fun. That's so true.
Yeah. It was like fun to see people's personalities and see who you like clicked with, because you didn't know anyone. So.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy to think how strange it is. Like how much things have changed.
I know. The running world is so small. I feel like it's like what I feel like I made memories in high school, and it's like, oh, we're all still buddies. You like see where everyone goes to college, and then you're still somehow run into them later down the road.
Yeah.
Who are your best friends in the running scene, would you say?
Who are my best friends?
Yeah.
So I train with Donovan Brazier and Eric Jenkins, and I'm the closest with those guys. We spend so much time together that it's hard not to be.
Yeah. I feel like that would be such a funny trio.
Yeah. Eric Jenkins is the funniest person I've ever met in my life.
He actually is. I need to get him on the podcast, because I mean, we were only together at Oregon for, I don't know, like 5 months, 6 months or something, but Every time him and like Johnny Gregoric and Daniel Wynn came around, I was like, I can't be by you guys because I literally die of laughter every time they're together. I'm like, how are you so clever? I don't understand.
I know, and they're so witty. But Eric has this like, he's like a superhero where his superhero ability is to match anyone's humor.
So you can get along with anyone.
Right, whether it's like entry level humor where it's like your mom jokes, which is me. or like a Harvard grad, like he could make anyone laugh. It's so funny. But Johnny Gregoric is also one of my favorite people in the running world. He's great.
Have you I'm sure you've seen the Ricky Roxford rap music video.
Ricky Roxford. I've been trying to convince him to make one since I joined this team.
Oh, okay. You guys should make one together, honestly. Okay.
Yeah, when we're at camp.
Yeah, do it. If you haven't watched Ricky Roxford, aka Eric Jenkins, it's his
plug it
alter ego, go on YouTube right now and just type in Ricky Roxford and he'll come up. It's honestly, I feel like it's so underrated. I feel like people haven't seen it. I'm like, how have you not seen this? It's iconic. And it like wasn't plug really bad. He kind of had bars. Oh, link will be in the show notes for sure.
There we go.
Yeah. So go check it out. It's so funny. Gosh.
He's good. He's really good.
Yeah. Why hasn't Ricky Roxford come back? Does he talk about it at all?
So Donovan's actually really good at fast rapping.
Oh, like he, spitting it's bars.
Bars. And then there's Eric, who's really good at actually rapping. And then there's me, who is not good at anything. So I want to be in charge of the music video. That's my whole thing. That's what I was thinking.
Stuff. You do like the design, mm-hmm. like set design. You could probably film too.
Yeah, so it would be fun. Maybe one of these times when we go to Phoenix for training camp, we'll come back with a music video.
Please, please do. I want to be probably entertained by that.
Yeah, it'll be just as good as Old Town Road.
Yeah, I'll bet. It could probably go viral. It has potential. Just make sure to clickbait the titles on YouTube and then give it some potential. Olympian world medal. So great. Okay, well, who is it? Sandy Morris and is it Noah Lyles?
Yep.
Have like a song together.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. See, you guys just got to start a thing. They've got like the, what is it, country? Country pop.
Right. Yeah, I think Sandy sings country and then Noah does sing like or rap. So I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you need to bring it all together and
yeah.
Just like let's start a little music scene in the running world. Oh my gosh, that would be so cringe.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Taking a break from the podcast really quick to talk to you guys about an awesome product called Care Of. Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. All of Care Of's products are formulated with good for you, clean ingredients that are backed by science. Care Of is super transparent about the research and sourcing behind each one of their products. And your recommendations come in daily, individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting back into a routine. I love it. And I love how personalized it is because you take Care Of's in-depth 5-minute online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, lifestyle, and health concerns, and they help address your specific wellness goals. It's like getting a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist without leaving your house. For me, living in Portland, vitamin D was one of the ones that was definitely recommended to be in my packet of vitamins because the sun doesn't shine here very much in the winter. So it's cool to see how personalized the vitamins are for you and your lifestyle and your wellness goals. So go check it out. For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code COLDBREW50. So to get 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code COLDBREW50. Okay, to end the podcast, I have some listener questions for you and we're going to go through them. I feel like you can
How did they send you these? Is this on Instagram?
Yeah, it was on Instagram through Convos Over Cold Brew.
95% of these are about my hair.
Yes, I just was about to say, I feel like you already know what these are going to be about. Okay.
And then 5% of them are, how do I get better at running?
Yes, that's the other 5%. Okay. Well, to start off, No surprise here. Why the mullet?
Honestly, bro, I don't know who asked this, but I don't know, but I love it now.
And don't Are you growing it out? It kind of looks like, if you're watching on video, you're kind of growing it out. Oh, it's coming back.
It's coming back a little bit. It's nice sometimes in my off season to not have a mullet so that my girlfriend doesn't hate me.
I feel like Jenny would like the mullet.
She probably would. But I still sometimes want to try and look good. I know it probably doesn't work, but okay, so the mullet, I guess I was at Ole Miss and I thought it'd be funny. And we all there just had like stupid facial hair and haircuts, and I went with them. I guess there's people at Ole Miss that have mullets before me. It's just I got lucky, I guess, or whatever, with the social media world and people caught on to mine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like you can grow a really good mullet, and you've got like the handlebar stash too to go along with it. So it's like the look, you know?
It's the look.
People strive for it now. Like, you'll see little copycats out there running around, little Craig Ingles.
Yeah.
They feel good. You're like, I am the mullet man.
I know a lot of parents hate me because of it. They'll every once in a while I'll get a message on Instagram. It's like, hey, my kid cut their hair into a mullet because of you. And I'm like, okay, are they mad? I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what is, I don't know the intention of this DM. Okay. Next question. How do you keep running fun?
Oh, that's dead. Honestly, my biggest tip for keeping running fun is, my biggest thing with running is racing is like the only fun part for me. Obviously after some workouts, you feel accomplished, and after some runs, you're like, that was great. Like, I feel so healthy, you know, but I really only care about racing and competing. And a lot of people get so caught up in times and racing for times and PRs and like records and stuff that they forget like the whole point of running is to beat people. So the way I keep running fun is whenever I'm doing a race or a workout, it's like, I don't care about the times. I just want to beat people. And in a race, like win it, like maybe who cares if you don't PR, but you win these races, and that's where you start getting your confidence from. You're like, okay, I can beat this person who ran this time afterwards when you're reflecting, and you're like, all right, next race, maybe I'll run faster, but I'm just going for the win. So that's that's like the most fun part for me is winning races, not running fast times.
I feel like that's what makes you and people, I always bring this up, but people like Nikki Hiltz, really good athletes on like the world scene, is because a lot of it has to do with, one, I mean, you have to qualify out of like the US to make it to the world spots. And then it's like all about getting through the rounds until you get to the last one, obviously the final. But I feel like that's what makes you guys successful in that sense, is like focusing on the competing rather than only running fast. Because at the end of the day, like winning the race is more important than running a fast time. I mean, it's nice to like get what American records in the process or whatever, but it really only matters. You come out number one.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. There were so many guys at the World Championships last year that had better PRs and had run faster than me, but they didn't make the final.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous before races, or are you like calm, cool, and collected? I mean, everyone gets nervous. If you don't get nervous, I don't understand, but
I get super nervous, but I pretend not to be. Then I'm in my competitors' heads.
Oh, okay. Well, you just gave away your secrets, so. Jakob, if you're listening to this, that was a lie, okay?
Yeah, I'm like, Elon Musk is
listening. Elon, Jakob, who else? I don't even know. Okay, next question. Is, like, being a professional runner what you expected it to be?
Yeah, it's pretty boring. It's pretty boring. Like, luckily, I have a lot of stuff to fill my time with, like working on RVs and stuff. But, like, you really do just a lot of sitting around.
Got to recover. People have said it's like college, but without the school.
Yeah, it is.
So you have to find ways to fill your time.
Yeah. So I'm actually taking classes to get a master's degree right now just because it's so boring.
Wow, like, you're like, opting to go to school right now.
Yeah, I mean, so many people just get caught on Netflix and like watching all this stuff, and I'm like, dang, they're just wasting their time. So I'm trying to get a master's degree while instead of, you know, popping the TV on when I come home.
Yeah, that's why you see there's a few professional runners out there that are like doing business things behind the scenes.
Yeah,
because one, you need to do that like for your post running career self, so that you set yourself up with something. But also, it's a lot more productive than watching Netflix. Netflix, like you said. What is a career low for you?
That's funny. It's Brooks PR. This is my career low.
I got last. I got last once. Okay, yeah. Also the girl, but that race is, I mean, that race is brutal, kind of. I mean, it's like in February. Well, it used to be.
Yeah. It was, so it's a lot of things, but it was my first time ever flying alone.
Oh.
And I remember it was March Madness. So I was sitting in the airport and I went to a bar just to watch March Madness, and I didn't know how flights worked. So I show up at the time that the plane was supposed to leave because I thought that's what time it boarded. And I missed my flight.
Oh, no.
So I had no friends. Like, most people, you guys all knew each other somehow. Everyone knew each other there. But I show up and I don't know anyone. And in the race, my shoe comes untied, so I got last place. And I was just so sad. But it was cool.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. I got last, too. How am I even laughing? I literally got last place. I got last in 2012. I got last in 2012. You and I both got last. Wait, what race? Did you run the mile?
The 2 mile.
I ran the 2 mile and got last place. Oh, man. Look at, we're bonding. Last placers right here. Man, we're really good.
Maybe that's why Brooks didn't want to sign me.
Oh, there's some tea there. Yeah. Gosh, that's funny. That's like an embarrassing one to get last at too, because it's like, oh man, you shouldn't have been invited, like you're a loser.
Yeah.
And you walk around with your head low in the Dempsey. You're like, oh.
But I guess those lows are like what helps you get better at running. I don't know.
Well, you have to have the lows to have the high ones.
Yeah, that's what everyone always says.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to not have the lows.
Yeah, why do we all have to have the lows? It sucks. I don't want to get last. It's not fun. Have you gotten the last, how many times have you got last in your life?
I think that's it.
Oh, man. That's pretty good. Only one last place?
Well, that's what I mean, since I always race for place.
Yeah. So at least then. You're on last.
Yeah. I actually almost got last in Monaco, but a guy... This was this year, it was a couple of months ago. I knew I was almost last, and a guy was on my shoulder, so I like gave everything I had just to like lean at the line to get second to last.
Hey, you didn't want to add another last place tally on your resume. Oh, so. No. Okay, last question for you. We got to end it on a high note, not career lows. Yeah. What do you want to accomplish in your running career?
Running wise, I obviously I'd love to make the Olympics next year, which is supposed to be this year. And then my biggest goal when I got into running was to be the fastest clean American ever in the 1500. I mean, it's still my goal, but, there's going to be a shot fired right here. Right now, the American record is set at 3:27.
Okay.
But by someone who failed a drug test.
Oh,
and I'm sure the people listening know who that is. And like, it's just crazy to me that you can fail a drug test and still, I don't know. So the clean record is 3:29, and I'd love to run 3:29 in the 15.
Okay, that's
but,
a great goal.
But obviously, yeah, which is great right now because one, I don't care about times, but right now Tim Cherry outruns 3:29 in every race, so if I could just hop on him in one race.
It's easy, Craig. Like, I don't understand why you haven't done it already. If he does it, he's like your pacer, so just pick a race and do it.
Yeah. So I guess those are my two goals. But I would also love to like see the sport change to where you know, more people can have funding to run. Right, because right now it's like the top athletes are paid and then everyone else is struggling to make teams and stuff because I don't know, you know, it kind of sucks in that way. So it'd be cool if we could like change the business model where sponsors want to help out, like, you know, people that may make it one day or may not.
Yeah. I've had people on the podcast and we've talked about like the business model behind professional running and how it's pretty rough out there for those that aren't at the top. Do you have any ideas of like what the running world can do to kind of help that?
I don't really know. Like, I have ideas. It'd be way better to talk about them over a beer because then I start rambling.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about it over this podcast.
But I think most of it's about making the sport more interesting. And that, like, that's kind of the reason that I am the way I am with my, like, figure or whatever.
Yeah, your brand.
It's because like, McGregor, no one really cared about UFC until McGregor came along. And, like, now people really love it that didn't care about it at all. So if there could just be people in running that are interesting and a short story can be shared, like if NBC or whoever covers it, Flow Track, whatever it is, can talk more about the stories and these weird stats that, like, they say in the NFL that interest people that don't care about anything else.
Yeah, that's just goes just beyond the running certain times or whatever.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's just got to be a lot more stuff than that. And right now there's so, like, people love focusing on the negatives of running. And, like, I know there's people out there that are dirty, but I don't care that much. Like, I still want to beat them if they're dirty.
Yeah.
So it's instead of, like, bashing everyone in the sport, we just need to, like, be better.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I feel like you're making a huge impact in that already. So hopefully people can follow in your footsteps. You're an icon in the running world.
Shut up.
Okay, well, I'm sure people want to follow you now after this interesting podcast, hearing more about you. Where can they follow you at?
You guys don't need to follow me. I'm not that interesting.
No, follow Craig. He has some good IG posts.
Yeah, if you guys have questions, I try and respond to DMs that are interesting. I used to respond to every single DM, and it was a lot of work, so. But I'll respond to some good ones if you guys ask some interesting questions.
All right. What's the handle?
Craigathor.
All right. Anything else they should follow you on, or is the IG good enough?
That's it. I deleted my Twitter just in case I'd ever said anything, like, remotely offensive. I know, yeah. Everyone's getting, like, who, I had a Twitter when I was, like, 13 years old, and I'm sure I said some bad stuff.
Yeah.
So I deleted
it. That makes sense. So go on the IG, follow Craig on there. Craig, thank you for coming on. This was a fun episode, and I think people are going to be excited to watch this next year and see you run that 3:29.
Yeah.
We didn't, and win the Olympics.
And win the Olympics, yeah.
Yeah, easy. Cool. Well, thanks for coming on again. Can we get a good old peace out, fellas, to end the podcast?
Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Peace out, fellas? Yeah, you say peace out, fellas.
Peace out, fellas. Buy some merch. Follow me on IG. Stop. Like and subscribe.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of Convos Over Cold Brew. It's always a fun time talking to Craig. I hope you guys liked the episode. It was a little different than the other ones, but honestly, I found it very interesting. So thank you to Nicholas H. for supporting the podcast. I give one of my supporters a shout out in each episode. It's really easy to support through the Anchor platform. The link is in the show notes, and it really helps keep this podcast going, and I appreciate every single one of you. If you want a free way to support, rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts helps me so, so much. And I just love reading through your guys' reviews. It's so fun to see that you guys are enjoying the podcast so much. And if you want to be up to date or ask listener questions, go follow Convos Over Cold Brew Pod on Instagram. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will hear from you guys in the next one. Peace out, fellas.
Wilson, you sent the game-winning email at the buzzer, avoiding a 4:55 meeting on everyone's calendar. How did you do it?
I got a huge assist from Grammarly, an AI writing partner that helped me make my point. And it works everywhere I write. Summarizing a doc only took one click. When everyone uses Grammarly, everything just makes sense.
Go to grammarly.com/podcast to download it for free. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.